I'm not old. I'm getting there. I'm like that weird age, you know, every time I go to the doctor, he wants to put his finger in my asshole. Every time I'm like, oh, hey, I'm here for glasses. Isn't this lens crafters? Because, ooh, exit only. I'm going to need a bifocal, not an ass raping, doc. Thanks. It's weird getting older. Sometimes when I sneeze, I shit a little bit. A little bit. And you got to do that, I just shit my pants walk. You know? It burns a little.
Welcome to the Oddcast Show. I am Dusty Angel, here with my dude Robert. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, Dusty? How you doing?
I'm doing very, very, very good. Next to Robert, we got the lovely Desi. How are you, Desi?
What it do, baby booze? I'm good.
Yeah. And to her right, we got Michelle. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, Dusty. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing very, very good. It's a beautiful night. We live in Los Angeles, and things couldn't be better. I mean, it's great. I mean, how's everything going for you guys? Did you guys enjoy Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Thanksgiving is always great.
Yeah.
I'm still kind of full now.
Uh-huh.
I ate way too much.
Oh, really? Yeah, I heard.
It's
I
only
heard.
Because we were high before we ate.
You look like you gained a few pounds.
Yeah, well, after yesterday. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah.
Well, I actually had a cool little chat with one of my family members at Thanksgiving, and it kind of brought me to a topic that I wanted to talk about tonight. He gave me a real good idea because he's 70 years old, and he's rather successful, very successful guy, and he told me he's writing his bucket list.
Bucket list?
Huh? Yeah.
Is he dying soon?
Not necessarily, but he kept it real, and he said, you know what, I'll probably be dying within the next 10 years, so...
How old is he?
He's 70.
Okay.
Yeah, so he said these are...
probably two, according to the Aztec calendar.
Yeah, exactly. Whichever one comes first, right?
That is true.
So that kind of got me to thinking about something I wanted to talk about, but we'll get to that later. Let's get to some news. How about some news, guys?
The news?
Yeah.
Why do you want to do the news now?
Because I like doing the news at the beginning.
Oh.
And after that, we'll have the weather.
Well. In Facebook news, because we are all, you know, Facebook whores. Yeah, we're connected like the mob on Facebook.
Yeah.
A couple crazy things going on in Facebook. Datelight Los Angeles, California. Give us a big applause because you guys are going to be proud of this. A 12-year-old boy may have been attacked in two separate incidents Friday because of an internet posting encouraging kids to target redheads, authorities say.
What?
Ginger kids?
You're going to love this. According to police, the middle school student was beaten up by a 7th and 8th grader because a Facebook page declared it Kick a Ginger Day.
Oh, God.
Dude, that gives a whole new meaning to beating somebody like a redheaded stepchild.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is so funny.
It is, right?
I just saw that episode of South
Park. Yeah, exactly.
You're going to love this. Hold on. And you guys haven't heard this story.
No.
The posting and the incident may also have been instigated by an episode of the popular cartoon South Park.
Oh. Yeah, I saw that episode.
Really? I didn't see it, so I didn't even know it was related.
I saw that episode.
I don't
yeah.
watch it.
Carmen had like a whole cult of like ginger yeah. kids.
Are you serious?
And they were like sacrificing the regular kids.
Was that in the new season? Or is that the old season?
I don't know. I just saw it recently. I don't know. I'm not too sure. I wasn't sure either.
I got to check that out. I got to see that one.
Where was that one yet?
It was in L.A., actually.
Was it South Central?
Was it in high school or something?
It just says Los Angeles, California, Dateline. But what I'm pissed off at is it was Kick a Ginger Day and nobody told me.
God darn it, you know? That's not fair.
Yeah, I was kind of upset about that.
Yeah, I think I know a few redheads. I would have went and kicked their asses. I mean, just like, hey, you gotta take it. It's fucking
official.
Ginger Day, okay? Just take it. It's part of a holiday.
It's on the calendar.
It's on the calendar. You can ask anyone.
You show them the calendar. It's the new it's all law. Written in.
I would really love to be around for that, but oh well. Next year.
Next year.
All the redhead kids are
somebody write that down. Hot intern Tara, write that down. Kick a ginger day. Sometime in November next year, 2010. Okay. Thank you.
Cool. We'll make it my birthday, November 20th.
There you go. November 20th is going to be our Cake of Ginger Day.
All right.
Cool.
Can you make sure you have like an invited ginger day over at your restaurant?
Yeah, we'll have invited ginger.
And we'll trap their asses
there. We'll trap them in the banquet room and then just beat them.
Put them in cages and poke them with sticks.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Do you like that?
It's your fault you came out with freckles and red
hair. It would be funny if they're laughing like the Pillsbury Doughboy every time you poke them.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Well, since there's so many people on Facebook, obviously Facebook is going to have some crazy ass stories. And both of these stories are from this week.
No.
There's another Facebook story. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Dateline Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Nebraska.
Hell hath no fury like a woman who catches you cyber flirting.
Ooh, damn.
You keep on cheating.
A Nebraska man says his girlfriend caught him flirting on Facebook, but rather than simply break up with him, she pretended nothing was wrong, then handcuffed him to the bed, snapped some photos, and left him there. Sylvester Portia, 28, said that when he finally managed to free himself, friends started calling to ask why he was posting photos of himself nude and cuffed on his Facebook page.
You know, this,
wow, I wonder if she was a redhead.
It's not.
It was Ginger Day. He was a ginger. That's what happened.
This isn't a Facebook thing, but there's something similar that happened on the news a while ago. This wife caught her husband chatting online with underage girls, you know, asking him for sex.
Wow.
And she actually went undercover in the computer on the next room and was chatting with him, pretending to be an underage girl.
Wow.
She'd been watching too much Chris Hansen.
Nice.
I would have done the, you know what? I would have done the same thing.
And then, that's
like
not
that.
Where it ends.
Uh-huh.
While she was in there chatting with him, she called the cops and let them know what he was doing.
Yeah.
While he was still chatting with her.
Chris Hansen walks in, so you like chocolate chip cookies? That's great.
Thanks for my cookies.
Nice. That's clever. See, us guys are stupid. Like,
what a perv.
Only a dumbass guy would fall for
that. You know what? He didn't deny asking the girl for sex either. He was like, you know.
What?
Hey, you know.
What?
I didn't get to. Or, you know.
I didn't do it.
Like, I didn't do it.
So.
But if.
Wow.
His intention was to, you know, meet her and
wow.
You know,
I would have hired Lorena Bobbitt.
What's
wow.
that?
How old did he think she was?
Jeez, I don't know.
That's crazy.
Like,
that's
disgusting. I was like 15. Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, we're going to actually move on to some Obama news.
What was that you said?
Obama news.
Fellow Americans.
Uh-oh.
This is Barack Obama.
All my people.
Barack Obama.
Look at this party.
Started. Ready to go.
I've got better moves than
George Bush and John McCain.
I love that.
That's my favorite.
I love it.
In Obama news, a Colorado man stirs up controversy with an anti-Obama billboard. Dateline, Wheat Ridge, Colorado. A billboard erected by a Wheat Ridge, Colorado man is the center of controversy. The billboard has two cartoon images of President Barack Obama wearing a turban, and it reads, President or Jihad? The billboard also reads, Birth Certificate, Prove It, alluding to the suspicion, obviously, that President Obama is not, you know, from here. He wasn't born in Hawaii. He was born in Kenya, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm thinking right now, really? Like, seriously? Is this all you can mess with Barack Obama about? Like, really?
Well, I guess that means he's not doing too bad.
Exactly. That's the only thing.
He doesn't, you know, have cum-covered dresses lying around.
Exactly.
Exactly.
No cigars or, you know.
Yeah.
He's not killing true, you know. I mean,
not yet, anyway.
Not yet, yeah. Yeah. Give him a couple years. But actually, what was weird, the sign also said, and this is what I found was weird. It said, in smaller print, on the bottom of the billboard, it read, Wake up, America, remember Fort Hood.
All right.
Really?
Aw, come on.
Really? What the hell, dude? Because obviously that guy had to get into Fort Hood before Barack Obama because he was a major. It's not like you just become a major overnight. It takes a while to become but, that kind of a rank.
Yeah, but I just don't believe that Barack Obama's
he's not responsible for it.
I don't think he's... As an
exactly.
He's totally not responsible for
my
it.
My thought is, what douche is sitting at home thinking I'm going to put up a big-ass billboard saying...
Someone with money has no time on their
hands. Yeah.
This is just retarded.
Exactly.
He's a crazy on the lighter honky.
Side. It's probably a white guy, too, right?
Yeah.
I just call him a honky, too. like, actually calling people honkies.
On the lighter side of Barack Obama news, you know, uh-huh. he's not immune to tabloid, rumors.
Really?
No, not at all.
Well, I've seen him on every single tabloid in the last...
Actually, you know, there's a very credible source out there, The Globe.
Uh-huh.
Ever heard of it? Ever heard of
I may have jerked off to it once or twice. Yeah.
How the hell can you jerk off to a Globe?
Dude, when you're fucking in a hotel room and you haven't had your girl in a few days, you find
a picture of Sarah
things.
Palin
okay.
or some
exactly.
random person, and there
you asked.
Go.
You asked.
Okay, I guess I did. I walked into that one. Well, I happened to be in the supermarket the other day.
Uh-huh.
And it's funny because we know the guy that took this picture.
Oh,
do
our
we?
Buddy. Can we say his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, we can say his name.
I don't know if you want...
Can we say his first name? His first name is Chris.
Chris.
He's okay. A cool guy.
Chris took this picture.
Yeah.
And it was on the front of the Globe magazine, which the picture was not intended for. By the way,
dude.
Really?
Just so everybody
well,
knows.
Well, Chris, I'm sure you made
this picture was actually taken like last year.
Really?
Not even this year. But on the cover, it was funny because it says, "Obama's gay lover gets revenge."
Wow, Chris, is there something you're not telling us?
No, that's why I told Chris he better be getting paid for this because he took this picture like a year ago.
Well, he probably got paid a nice little
penny. And Obama's gay now.
It says man who says he romped with Prez takes sex scandal to Congress. Yeah, and then in little captions
Mrs. Obama.
In little caption at the bottom it says, Michelle vows to crush him.
Oh,
wow.
She's jealous.
I mean, dun,
dun. There's really people sitting around thinking of shit like this.
Someone just like thought that shit out.
Yeah,
like,
really, right?
Posted like oh, right, I'll put this.
I got it. Bob, I got it. All right.
Obama's gay.
They yeah. just didn't, everybody. Obama's gay.
Exactly.
And
Jesus
his wife
Christ.
Is jealous. Fight for
oh, you better
marriage.
Believe it, baby.
You know, there's something else funny on this cover of this magazine.
What's that?
It's a picture of Dolly Parton. And it says, medical shocker. What really happened to Dolly's chin? And her chin, she's got
you know what
bigger,
happened to Dolly's chin?
She's
is
got
I've...
a bigger chin than Jay Leno.
What the hell?
She looks like Quagmire.
Wow. Interesting. Oh, yeah.
She
that,
looks like
that's
Quagmire.
Horrible. That's horrible.
It is Quagmire-esque.
Damn, she looks like a
dude. That's
Two-Face.
So not Dolly.
Wow,
that
you
has
know what?
Been
this
like
probably
an Adobe photoshopped.
I know they could have easily just made it look bigger.
That's
they
horrible.
Did the story. They thought of it. They were high or fucked up.
Dude, like, oh my
hey, and
god!
Says, and it says Carrie Underwood got a secret wedding.
Huh. Who cares?
Who'd she marry? <out, laughs>
I don't know.
She married Dolly with the bigger chin, and now they have
it.
Their love child.
That is the Globe, after all. I mean, that's where Bat Boy came from.
Okay.
Oh yeah, exactly. I used to love that shit. All right, so that was our Obama news there. Now, somebody else who's getting a bad rap out there. Not only are the ginger kids getting like a horrible like beating, you know, nowadays due to this Kick a Ginger Day, but kids in Africa aren't having too good of a time right now. Certain type of kids and certain type of
do they actually have a good time
but
in Africa?
These guys are having
from
a horrible time.
To African kids.
These guys are having
no
an
white
extra.
Only, the only
no
thing
white
that
kids?
Would be worse would be if it was an African ginger kid.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
an
that's
albino
possible.
One. That's hey, possible.
Michelle, you're actually pretty damn close.
South
Dateline,
Africa. South Africa.
Dateline, Nairobi, Kenya.
Oh.
Albinos in Africa are
oh,
being
God.
Hunted for their human body parts to be used in witchcraft concoctions.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Dozens of witchcraft-related murders of albinos in Tanzania and Burundi have created a sense of fear and panic in the regions. There are nearly 300 children were hiding at schools designated for the disabled or deemed emergency shelters in Tanzania, and over the past 2 years, over 60 albinos have been slain, and their body parts have been used in rituals. And here's the crazy part. You can actually get $75,000. I don't know how much that is in Kenyan money. Or
a lot.
Upwards of 75 American dollars for body parts and organs.
$75?
75,000.
How many albino kids are there in Africa?
Apparently there are between 3 and 7,000.
Really?
Which that's a big gap. I don't know how they can mistake 3 and 7,000.
They're mistaking them for the South Africans.
Probably, yeah, but an albino ginger kid.
Hey, let's go hunt some albino ginger kids. $75, man.
That's a dollar.
Hey,
$75,000.
$75,000. What are we doing?
But we gotta chop them up. We gotta chop them up and shit. We can't just walk around with that.
I don't care. That's $25,000.
That's a group of money.
We'll hire Michael.
You know what we could do?
Reverse slavery.
No, we could just get some white kids. Chop them up and say they're albino.
It looks the same.
Albino black kids.
White ginger kids.
Dude, but wouldn't albino kids look like powder?
Yeah.
They wouldn't have. We'll
shave their
hair
off.
Then, though.
Whatever.
Because they have no pigment.
Yeah.
Oh well. Hey, so there's a flaw in our design there.
We should go find Michael Jackson's corpse.
Ooh.
There we go. See, that would be an albino.
Speaking of.
Which leads us, Desi, you're like a fucking mind reader tonight. That's crazy. We're going to go, we'll go into our entertainment news since Desi brings up Michael Jackson and he just so happened to be in our news. Michael Jackson's Moonwalk Love is in auction. And actually it has been bought, I'm sorry. Let's see. It was the glove Michael wore on the 1983 25th anniversary Motown special when he premiered his moonwalk dance. The winning bidder was Hoffman Ma, who purchased the sequins glove. He purchased it for $350,000.
Wow.
And before taxes and everything are said and done, it'll be $420,000.
That's just ignorant.
For Michael's glove. Michael,
that's ignorant.
What do you feel about people spending $420,000 for your glove?
I only paid $5 for that.
They only knew that.
Are you serious?
Glove
so are those real diamonds?
No.
You must really.
No.
What?
They're made from the pupils of little boys.
Michael, see Michael, that's not right.
What,
Michael?
Did you know though? I actually read that. And you know, in '93 when he got charged with those molestation charges.
Uh huh.
That he actually got dismissed for them because father.
Dead.
No. Oh yeah.
He settled for $20 million with that kid and the father.
Uh huh.
You know, accused him, and the father committed suicide.
Oh, I heard about
over
that.
Over the guilt.
I heard about that.
So it proves that he was lying.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess guilt doesn't really, take effect that quickly.
Yeah, it takes about 12 years.
12 years.
12 years.
I think it's been longer than that.
Well, that's the news, ladies and gentlemen. Well, back to my 70-year-old relative I was speaking to over the nice holiday. He said some interesting things. He told me that years ago, at least 4 decades ago, that when he turned 30, he told himself, you know what? There's going to be I'm going to set goals that I'm going to complete by the time I'm 40. And when he turned 40, he did the same for 50. When he turned 50, he did the same for 60, and so on and so forth. So now that he's 70 and he's realizing, you know, life is, you know, he's closer to the other side than he is to the, you know, the mother side.
Yeah.
He realizes that, you know, he had to write a bucket list, and he told me he actually watched that movie and he is starting to write his bucket list. And he gave me a lot of insight to life and told me, you know, because sometimes I think I'm old. I'm like, man, I'm getting old. I'm like, I've been out of high school for such and such long.
How old
but you know
you,
what?
Desi?
I'm only 31. But you know, see, notice I said only.
I'm the youngest in the audience.
Because he changed me.
You're the oldest.
I'm grandpa here. I want to be.
We're in the middle.
I'm baby.
Me and you, Michelle. You guys, we're in the middle.
Yeah.
It's not the first time I've been in the middle. I have middle child syndrome.
Wait
a minute.
Devil three ways. I'm the middle of three kids.
Okay.
Sorry.
I have middle child syndrome. So if you guys all of a sudden forget about me, well.
Dusty, if you find me behaving like an ass sometimes,
uh-huh.
It's because I'm usually the oldest.
Okay.
I'm an oldest child.
And you.
I have issues.
Gotcha. Hey, I'm actually the oldest child, and I'm right there with you.
I'm the oldest girl.
I need therapy.
Big I'm the time. Only girl.
When's your birthday?
May 21st.
What are you?
I'm a Gemini.
Ooh.
Ooh, we're polar opposites.
Dun, dun, dun. Really, what are you?
Sagittarius.
Don't look at me like that. I'll fucking stab you.
He's a Taurus. He's a Scorpio.
I'm a Scorpio.
Damn.
But no, yeah. we actually got to talking, and...
We really are an odd cast.
We really are, yeah. It's we're total polar opposites.
Oh, wait.
Well,
before
actually,
we
my
do that...
Well, supposed to get along
What's
with
that?
Geminis.
We got to hear about my birthday.
Oh.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It was your birthday.
Oh, you had a story for
I had a story
birthday.
From
right.
my actual birthday.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
so,
yes, yes.
Like, my actual...
Speaking
like,
of getting closer to 30.
Yeah, speaking of getting closer to 30.
Exactly. That's another thing that brought me onto the topic, is she just had a birthday, so that'd
yeah.
be perfect.
Yeah, I'm 2 years closer to 30 now. So, anyway, so, on my birthday, the first thing I had to do, besides get up and... drive to freaking
work?
No, I didn't actually go to work. I was doing a music rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
Music rehearsal.
Yeah, at a Presbyterian church in Irvine because...
Wait, do you sing?
I do. I sing and play the piano.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What is a Presbyterian?
Some kind of a
I've
Christian.
I've heard it, but I'm just curious what...
Yeah, they're Christian. That's about as far as I know.
What makes them different from a Lutheran?
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. The only thing okay. I could tell you is you why
both.
They're different than Catholics, because they don't believe in Mary.
They don't believe in Mary?
Yeah.
Really?
They're like, no, Catholics
no,
should worship
a big thing.
Mary.
That's
yeah.
a big thing.
They don't believe that she should be, you know, it's like we don't worship her, we pray to her. But,
right,
yeah.
right. Okay,
so
gotcha.
That's the only
Sorry.
Thing
go
that
ahead.
I know. So I had to go do this music rehearsal at this Presbyterian church because I played... at a funeral on Sunday, so I went and rehearsed with this dude
uh-huh.
that was playing guitar with me. And then afterwards, I had to go to a viewing of a dead body.
Oh.
At a crematorium.
Oh.
What?
Dude.
A crematorium.
A crematorium, not a mortuary. A crematorium, which is very different than a mortuary because they just cremate people there. There's no other, there's nothing happening.
Does it smell
there's,
weird there?
There's no smell.
Does it smell like bacon or anything?
No, there's no smell.
Are
it's
you
kind of
have
freaking
a smell?
Weird. Yeah, exactly. Good music.
Were you afraid that he was going to come back to life?
No, because, well, it was a she, and she was 76 or 75. So, I got to tell you, though, I did something that I've never done ever.
What?
You masturbated in a crematorium.
No. Okay. Sorry.
Go ahead. It's okay.
You did necrophilia.
No. I had
She's like,
to put
no, I've
makeup.
Done that before.
Yeah,
no, that's fine.
Been there, done that. No, just kidding.
First time.
They're all stiff.
I got to put makeup on a dead body.
What? Oh God. Oh wait.
How?
Oh, that,
how wait.
That's scary, dude. No. That's
how
creepy,
did you
yo.
Even do that.
So.
That's creepy, yo.
Here's what happened. So I get over there, and it's my best friend, and it's his mom. So,
oh shit! And you knew her in life.
Right. I knew her in real life.
Oh my!
How can
so,
you do that?
You know, like so. His sister is there, and her. You know, his brother-in-law comes up to me and goes, "You know, I would ask my wife to do this, but I think she'll fall apart.
Uh-huh.
Would you help us with styling and doing the makeup?
You know what? That's
for,
a good. That's
the
that's
dead
a
body.
Good. That's a good gesture. Seriously.
So I was like, so I said, all right, I'll go do that. And I'd never done that before. It was kind of freaky because that's when they come from the mortuary, they just bring them to the crematorium.
Wow.
Not from the mortuary, from the morgue. So the body just came from the morgue to the crematorium. They just had plastic and a tablecloth.
And you did this on your birthday?
That's what I was
just thinking.
I did
this on my freaking birthday.
Okay.
It was actually, so I went from musician to mortician.
Nice. Damn.
That's
wow.
weird.
So
when did the party start? Because I don't want to, I'm sorry, but I don't want to, like, dead people, that's a sad story.
It
that's nice that you did that. That's really, really nice.
But you want to hear the creepiest part of it all?
Please.
I had to close her mouth.
Oh, God.
And
Jesus
I think
Christ,
I broke
Michelle.
The jaw.
No, Michelle. No. Say that again for
rough.
Anybody who didn't hear that. What did you just
I
say?
I had to close the jaw. Like, I had to close the mouth because the mouth was open. And so when I pushed the mouth up, all of a sudden I hear this crack. I was like,
no. You broke the jaw.
I think I broke her jaw.
Jesus Christ, Michelle.
Her mouth was closed.
Oh, God.
Wow.
How old was she?
75.
See, 75. So my my guy with the bucket list is not too far from there.
Is not too far from there. So it's you know, it could happen.
Yeah.
So he should be making his bucket
list.
He should be making his bucket list
because it could happen. Because I don't want to be putting makeup on another dead body for a while.
No. He told me he did tell me that. He said, make sure, he said he's been married forever, and he said, when I was young, I was a little play, I used to do this and that and the other. He said one thing, you know, just make sure that before you turn 30, you do certain things. You know, before you get married, you do certain things. Before you have kids, you do certain things. And it got me to thinking, like, there's certain things that we should really do as young adults before we commit ourselves to being with somebody and being married. Like, seriously, like, we need to, like...
You mean, like, sleeping with everyone?
Just not necessarily everyone. I would prefer everyone, but not necessarily everyone. But
everyone that
sleep
you
with who you want
to
sleep with?
Whoever, yeah. Have threesomes, have gangbangs, get your ass looked out.
Just
all
get
that
laid
stuff.
Anywhere, anytime, any way you can.
Yeah, because... you
Because fuck it, you're not married.
Exactly,
you're single, you're young,
Jesse.
Just do it. Taste everything.
Taste everything.
Like, and then
exactly.
When you get married, you've done everything. You don't want to be like, I have friends who got married at 18 and they turn 20 and they start cheating on their wife because they want to. They didn't
something
do
different.
Everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, they didn't do everything. They're still young.
You know, that's
get
just
to
stupid,
sow
though.
Their wild oats.
Exactly, and that's so important. I think in life, that's so important. To do certain
just
things.
Just be a whore for the first few years of your life, you know, as you're older.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone has been a slut or a whore or a hoe or whatever. A man hoe, a pimp, whatever you want to call it. Everyone has been one at one time.
Yeah.
Regardless.
That's so true.
People don't say it, but everyone has slept around.
Yeah.
No, there's nobody that says, oh, I never had a one-night stand, or, oh, I never slept around with someone else.
And
I
if
never,
they are,
you know,
they're lying.
It's a lie.
They are lying through their teeth.
Exactly.
Man. It's like the girl who you meet on the date, and she sucks the best, excuse me, cock in the world, but she says, oh, I don't normally do this.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, I don't know.
So I'm just
oh,
the
but
lucky
it's the
one,
first
right?
date,
yeah,
and I already got you. So.
Exactly. But, I mean, seriously, and there are certain things that we should do before we turn 30, and then
like have
a
threesome.
Yeah, exactly. That's definitely one of them. I actually I texted.
I think we already figured out who did that before.
Yeah, yeah, a couple times. I've actually I texted about 200 of my friends, and I Facebooked some of my friends, and I asked them, what are things that you think that the average person should do before 30? And you got some very interesting responses back, and I'm just curious, you know,
I'm curious to hear this.
Yeah, as to if, because we're all kind of mixed. Desi, you're in your early 20s. Robert, mid. Michelle, end of 20s, and I am 31. So
you're after 30.
Yeah, so.
Michelle and I are actually
same age. Oh, okay,
so
okay.
Almost.
So you guys are yeah.
So we're both.
I'm older though.
We're both late.
And then and then we got someone who's a little bit younger who just turned 21, and actually she's been gone for the last couple weeks, and she's back, ladies and gentlemen, because we have had a few guys ask about her over the last week, specifically my boy Danny D. So Danny D, I'm gonna let somebody say hi to you. I want everybody to say welcome back to Hot Intern Tara.
Hey Danny D, how's it going?
Yeah, so Hot Intern Tara, where the hell have you been?
You know, working it, hanging out.
Working at your real job that actually pays you, huh?
Actually, yeah, the job that really sucks. We talked about last time on Pet Peeves, yeah. Just sales, nothing special.
You know, we're taking this out of your pay.
Yeah, your future pay, because we can't pay you for the next few months.
Interns don't really get paid. I'm just here.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
no, they have paid internships.
Yeah, but this isn't
true.
One of those.
Yeah, exactly. Not right now, because none of us are paid.
I could quit that other job and be here every time.
All right. Really?
Well, it's,
okay,
it's
well,
then do
wait.
That.
Hey,
do that.
You know what
are you waiting
do?
For?
I think it's coming out of Robert's pocket, right?
No.
Oh, of course. It's all on Robert.
You know
it's
what
all
I'll
on
do?
Robert. Don't
you know,
trip.
Do you know what I will do for you?
What will you do for me, Robert?
I will call your store and complain the shit out of you.
Get me fired.
Until you get fired.
Oh,
you know what?
And
that's
then,
all do that.
And then
get me fired.
You could get on fun employment.
Hey, Tara, join me. I'm on fun employment. Let's do this. Come on.
I have no idea how to go about that.
I'll teach you.
Talk to Jesse. Talk to Jesse.
Let me know how I get on.
We'll talk after the show.
We can just hang out all day together.
Exactly.
Ideas,
well, I'll be at work.
I can work on my intern skills.
There you go. Exactly.
I'll be at work, so.
Perfect.
You know. But you and Jesse can hang.
Try to make money for us.
We'll hang out and just be on fun employment all day together. It'll be great. I need a friend. Stay. Kidding.
Well, it's good to have you back, Hot Intern Sarah.
That is what I'm going to do for you so that you can dedicate your time to us.
To the Oddcast.
Exactly.
Yes. I am so happy to be your friend, Robert. Look at what you can do for me.
Exactly.
You made her an intern. She went down in life. She went from a manager to an intern.
Damn. Oh,
you're a manager over there?
We're working on that.
Oh. You know.
I was going to say that my complaining isn't really going to do you any good.
No, I'm far from it.
Especially if I'm complaining about you to you, the manager.
Yeah, but see, then I could just...
I'll just go in there and create a scene and be like, she did it.
She's my lover.
You're really big on, like, stealing, so just steal shit. Cool. Say I was on the inside.
I'll just say she let me... She said I can have this.
What kind of store do you work at?
Just like a clothing home store.
Is it just women's clothes?
Yes, women's. Yeah.
I know what I'll say. I'll go in there and I'll say, like, you know what? I work in the mall and I hooked her up at my store over here at so and so. And she come in, come in here and get whatever I want. I helped her out. Her name's Tara, right? The girl with the glasses. Yeah.
Her name's Tara. Nice. Well, it's good to have you back, Tara.
Hey, you guys have the same glasses.
And we actually have a room full of 20-somethings today because this is kind of a what you should do before 30. And I'm going to be grandpa today. I'm going to be, since I'm 31, you know, maybe
are you going to put in your dentures?
Maybe I've done some of this stuff. Maybe I haven't, you know. And we actually have my brother Irox. Irox is back from Cabo, Mexico. What's up, Irox?
What's up, baby? Just got back. Feeling good.
Did you have a good time?
Had a great time. Had a real good time.
Now, how old are you, Irox?
I'm an old 23, man. I feel like I'm an old soul, but I'm 23.
I'll be 23 next week, next Friday.
I remember when I was 23.
Yeah, you look a little older.
I remember when I was 23.
Yeah, right. I'm going for the Sarah Palin look. Can't you see? I got the glasses.
I actually got called that yesterday. I was at a bar, and someone was said, "What's up, Sarah Palin?" or Paul, however you say it. And I was like, "That is a compliment. Oh. Is that a pickup line? I'm not really sure how to take that." And then I went on to call her a Democrat, and then the joke was on me.
I am no such thing.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Well, we're gonna
Sarah Palin talk these days.
We're gonna go in circles. Oh, go ahead, Robert. What'd you say? I'm sorry.
I just said there's so much Sarah Palin talk going on.
Yeah, she actually, we can't talk about Sarah because you know how I get when Sarah's name is brought up.
Yeah, I've asked a few people, like, what they thought about her. Uh-huh. Everyone has fantasized about her.
Thank you. Hello.
And fun on, but
thanks.
Me.
That's, oops. Ooh, I, yeah. I fart on her, too.
Oh, yeah. I fart on her, yeah.
I am into
I want to do some R. Kelly shit and pee on her, too, yeah.
That was my thing.
You'll fart, I'll pee.
Yikes.
Well, I'm gonna read a few things since we do have a room full of 20-something year olds and one 31-year-old. Dun dun dun.
Dun dun dun.
I'm gonna read off some responses back from some of our Facebook friends and some of the people on my phone that I texted that responded back to things you should do before you turn 30. And let's go with the first one. It's kind of easy. Rick says make out with someone in a bar.
That would be fun.
Been there, done that.
Yeah,
next one.
That yeah. I've
okay,
had anal in a bar.
No.
So
what?
Bathroom.
There's some things I don't want to know, and that's one of them.
No, wait a minute.
But
a
since
minute.
You mentioned it,
what? Say what?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it was one of my girlfriends, so. We used to get freaky,
she
just do freaky shit.
Did she let you do anal?
Yeah.
In the bathroom?
I've only... Okay, I'm lying. I'm lying. I was just joking. I was going over the top. No, but I have had sex, obviously, in a bar. Or not, maybe not obviously to you, but yeah, I have had sex in a bar.
Obviously, yeah, you totally had me going.
But no, yeah, I've definitely went way beyond making out in a bar. Michelle?
I don't go to bars, so no.
You don't go to bars at all?
No.
No?
The only bar I go to is the one that's attached into my restaurant. That's
oh, that's
it.
True.
That's but the
you,
only
have
bar
you, have
I
you
go
ever
to
made out in your restaurant?
Hmm?
Have you ever made out in your restaurant?
Oh, my God. You want me to die, don't you?
Our dad no? may listen to the show.
Does your dad listen to the show?
He just
no,
made.
My dad has like 24 video cameras though in that restaurant, so I can't
God.
Do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You were telling me that.
My dad's freaking paranoid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Are there cameras up in the banquet room?
No, not in the banquet room.
Let's go to the banquet room.
Thank God.
Yeah, no, not up there.
All right, somebody else says, lose at least $200 in a bet. I'm not a gambler, yeah. I'm not a gambler,
so
we'll move on that one. Yeah, we'll move on that one.
$35 of someone else's money?
Yeah. I like the next one, actually. And it comes from a girl, which kind of even makes it hotter. Gina says, have sex in the backseat of a car.
Ooh.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Michelle? I had that offer from somebody, but no, I declined it.
I think we've all been there.
Been there,
been
done
there,
that.
Done
yeah,
that.
That's a been there, done that one. Yeah.
A few times.
Yeah, definitely. See? We're not all... We may be... in age, we may be different,
no,
but...
No, I'm the odd one. I haven't.
Yeah, Michelle, eh? Yeah, actually.
I haven't.
You haven't, yeah.
But I've been offered.
You're a girl, so I'm sure
yeah,
you have.
I've been offered... On a podcast, no less.
Wow. On a podcast.
On a podcast.
On a specific podcast.
Bill Mahoney.
I wish.
No.
No, it was somebody else.
That's funny.
One of the only other podcasts I've been on.
All
right.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, we're moving on.
The next, someone writes in, go on a blind date.
Oh, I did that.
Yeah,
I did
one.
That at 17. Yeah. It was called senior prom.
Really?
Oh,
you
boy.
Went to prom on a blind date. Wow.
Hells, yeah, what? And I had a great time.
Did
too.
You?
I've never done that.
Brought my own damn corsage, but I had a great time.
Did he score? Did he score?
No.
He was pissed.
He was not.
He went home mad.
He was a Loyola boy.
I'm telling you,
boy.
As a guy, he went home pissed.
He was a Loyola boy.
I don't care what he was.
So, Loyola Marymount?
No, Loyola High School.
Oh,
damn.
So we're both seniors. He didn't score, but, you know, we definitely made out.
Really? I rocks. Have you ever been on a blind date before?
I've been on a couple of blind dates. I've been on many blind dates, actually, I like to say. Back when MySpace was starting out, I really took advantage of that.
Well, with those weren't blind dates, though. You saw them.
Well, it's really not knowing them as a blind date. Never seen the goddamn person. I mean, it makes sense that when you see them, I mean, you know
it's
nothing
different.
About them. Yeah, it's crazy. It's almost like... It's just a crazy situation because you don't
know
what you're
doing. Like people, you know, hey, how you doing? Hey, you want to go out? Okay. Or is it like, hey, how you doing? 3 days later, hey, this chatting, you know,
you
whatever.
You going to that show too or like something like that, meet up somewhere and then, you know, it's just hitting it off from there.
Oh, okay.
See, me, I'm 31. Dun, dun, dun. So I go way back to AOL chat.
Oh, God.
Dude,
2000, you know, around 2000-ish. I was hip to that. Me and my boy Smooth, we were so hip to that. He was meeting up girls, and hey, I'm a horny black guy in Norwalk. What are you doing? And I'd be like, that's not gonna work. And next thing I know, some girls knocking on his door. I'm like,
God,
are you
damn.
Fucking kidding me?
For
and
real?
Yeah, oh, I hopped on it right away.
What fucking chat room was that?
I don't know. It was like.
It was
let,
probably
fuck
horny
now. Let's yeah.
Males for
yeah.
chicks.
Let's fuck now.
Wait, do they still have that?
I don't, you know,
AOL
it's called Facebook,
does.
Basically.
Oh. Facebook is full of feck. These kids are using it to its utmost, like, you know, potential.
Twittering pussy.
Twitter pussy.
You can Facebook date?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Dude.
How do you do that? Maybe that would be on my list. Facebook a date.
I already done that.
Oh, that's true.
I've done that one.
Facebook
yeah, but
date?
No, well.
Facebook a and then get the date off of Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Done that.
It's 2009, so you know.
How long ago was that? Was that recently?
June.
Oh, no, I didn't know you then.
Yeah.
No, but you know who it was.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yep.
I do know who that was.
You know who it was.
That's right. I forgot how long it's been
yeah.
since... Things have been going on.
Yeah.
We don't want to go there again. See, you guys keep going there, but we keep pulling away.
I know.
You guys keep going there.
But it's funny.
No,
though.
But it's two different people now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Okay. Let's see. Another one is order something off the TV between 3 a.m. and 8 a.m.
I did that.
Have you?
I ordered one of those stupid sit-up things. That,
really?
Yeah, the one where you're like supposed to crunch and it's supposed to like work.
Nah,
no,
it doesn't.
Another
nah.
Where it
you
has
know
like
what?
The rubber bands and
you know
crap.
those things. You have to like lose the body fat first.
Uh huh.
And then you can build the muscle.
Yeah, but see,
doing crunches does nothing to burn fat.
See, now you're starting to sound like the infomercial.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying
See, but
opposite.
I was also like 130 pounds oh. when I bought the damn thing.
Oh, so it
And it still
gain
didn't
weight.
Work.
So it made you gain weight.
Yeah, it didn't help. Didn't help. So don't buy that thing.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay, so our buddy Michael texted me back, and he said, get fired. One thing you should do before 30, get
I've
fired.
Been there
I've done
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Been there, too.
I'll raise my hand to that.
I've only been fired once, though.
Really?
Yeah,
yeah, me too.
You
I
want,
can probably
you
say
know why?
Once. Why?
I got laid off.
Because it's really stupid. I used to work at Rite Aid.
Uh-huh.
And I was
that like, is stupid.
Yeah.
I remember this one.
I was,
Wait,
I
what'd
was,
you do? Steal female cosmetics?
No.
Okay.
Still tampons.
No, I didn't do that. I wasn't kidding. The one that stole cosmetics.
Desi?
No, I stole Corsodin.
Oh, you didn't steal cosmetics. No, that's beneath you.
It's a cough medicine that... If you take more than the amount you're supposed to,
You get high, you get an effect.
You get a drunken high effect at the same time. Like nice. The room starts spinning, and you're tripping balls. Yeah. So
wow.
Good, I don't recommend it. No. I did it once, took 11 pills, and
Wee.
No, damn. Not good.
You
I was
know,
young
you
and
know,
stupid. I was young. Yeah. I was like 16. I was young
so
and stupid.
I was working at Rite Aid doing the ice cream thing.
Uh huh.
And I'd been there for about 6 months, and one day we're just closing up and. Before we start closing up, I would go to the freezer,
uh-huh.
and I would
oh.
pull out the ice cream and put it on the rack
uh-huh.
and let it thaw a little bit so that it's soft in the morning. Otherwise, it's like rock hard, and you got to work extra
did you,
hard.
Did you do this upon yourself, or was this store policy?
It was like a practice that everybody did.
Okay, just checking.
Just to be courteous to the next
okay.
person.
Oh, that's sweet. You guys are nice.
Because ice cream can get really hard.
Okay, okay.
Really, really hard.
I'm not aware.
And, yeah, I got a good workout doing
okay.
that job.
Just
especially during the middle of summer.
Uh-huh.
So,
oh, you want
on Pacific
yum.
Boulevard in
oh,
Huntington
yeah.
Park?
You want to open,
man, you
open
the
freezer?
She wasn't a girly man anymore.
No, yeah, exactly.
The same Rite Aid my old friend got arrested at for stealing Corsodin.
Damn,
I was 18 and she was 17, and I told her to steal it because
damn.
I was 18. If I got caught, I'd get charged as an adult. So she did it.
You had that shit
she totally, yeah, she totally listened
damn.
To me, and she did it. And the minute we were walking out of the store, like an undercover cop watched us the whole time, and I thought it was slick too because I thought it was slick because I'm like, oh, let me buy a soda. It looked like we came in here for a reason. So I went and bought a Dr. Pepper, and as we're walking out, the security, like this undercover cop, comes out with a badge and like
got
grabs
your
her
ass.
And God. Tells me to leave the store, and like she totally got busted.
Wow,
this wasn't during the time that I worked there, by the way.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah,
so
and then
wait.
He showed up thinking that I got arrested, but
okay.
I didn't.
Okay,
well, I got a call, and I was supposed to come, and there was that girl sitting back there.
Yeah, you didn't know her at the
no,
time.
No, I didn't.
You didn't
wow.
know, you didn't know
but
her
anyway,
so back to Robert.
Yeah. So I was taking the ice cream out, just letting it thaw, because we always did that. And, you know, I closed up the ice cream, cleaned it all up, got everything all nice and pretty, whatever, polished the silver steel crap.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we went home. And then I came in the next day to buy something.
Uh-huh.
I just happened to be in the area. I went in there. I think I went in there to pick up my check, actually.
Uh-huh.
Maybe. And on my way in, one of the cashiers, she's like, the manager wants to see you.
Oh,
you're
I
in
hate.
Trouble.
I'd be like, bitch, would
I was
you,
like, what?
That's
what
so
I do?
Stupid.
I was like, what did I do? I didn't do anything. I was
hate
innocent.
People like that. I hate people like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was kind of a bitch
that's
move,
some
huh?
That's douche shit right there.
And so,
yeah. Dude, I would have kicked her.
And
anyway.
So I was like, what? She's like, you left the ice cream out and melted all over the floor.
Oh, you dodo.
Like, oh, my God. I did.
Damn. Oh. And he thought at that moment, oh, shit. Oh,
I
told
like,
myself.
Oh, my.
Wow. So that did it. That
yeah,
got your
I,
ass
I had
canned.
To go. I went into the office, and he's like, you know.
You stupid.
He was always getting on my case anyway.
Uh-huh.
Because he would always catch me talking.
Uh-huh.
To somebody.
Okay.
Lollygagging.
Not doing your job. Not
exactly.
Straightening up the licorice
yeah.
or something.
I mean, it was stupid, but I mean.
Hey, Urquieta, straighten up the
and it,
milk duds.
Every time he walked by, it looked like I was having a deep conversation.
Uh-huh.
But it was just, I was.
It was really like.
By. He said, hey, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. I had
just
shoot,
happened.
Shooting the shit for like 30
yeah,
seconds,
yeah.
and he walks by.
That's what they all say.
And
no, that's
true,
what they
though,
all
I swear.
Say.
No, I swear. I swear.
Okay, okay.
Anyway,
I swear.
I was in the office, and he's like, you know, you fucking ruined $350 worth of ice cream and all this stuff. And I'm like, I didn't do it on purpose. You know, it was an accident. I forgot. He's like, well, I hope you didn't do it on accident.
Like, hope you
I hope you didn't do it on purpose. And I was like, no, I didn't.
No,
you know?
I didn't, douche nozzle.
And he was like, you know, I got to get this other guy in trouble, which was my supervisor at the time. And he was like, I got to get this guy in trouble now because it was partly his responsibility, too, uh-huh. to make sure that you actually put the stuff back in the freezer.
Right, right. And so you so basically it, got yeah, canned I, for leaving the ice cream out of
yeah,
the damn
he
thing.
Yeah, he did the old, wow. We're going to have to suspend you until further notice.
Wow.
Which basically means go
you're
home
fucking
until
fired,
I can
get the hell
check.
Out of here.
Yeah.
Did he make you work the whole day at least, or did
no,
he?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, you weren't even
day.
At work. Okay.
I was off
oh, well,
that
you walked
day.
In. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, I happened to walk in to get fired on my day off.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, our next thing that you should do before 30 actually comes from another girl, which is kind of hot. I don't know. The girls are had some interesting hot responses, which makes me think you guys are kind of freaky. But she put have a one night stand.
Another one?
No. What do you mean another one?
Didn't we already say that one?
No, that was have sex in the back seat of a car.
Oh.
This is have a one night stand.
Oh.
Like you walk up to a girl in the bar and you say, hey, girl, what's your mama name you? That type of thing. And she says,
what's your mama name?
What is you, baby boo? She said,
then you take her out to the back seat of your car and you do your thing. But
oh,
and
the back
that's
seat
your
of the car.
One night
yeah.
stand.
So you can kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly.
Have back have
and you
have
can kill
a one night stand
exactly.
in the back seat of the car.
On your checklist, on your bucket list before 30, you can check
at,
off two
at
things.
A bar.
Exactly. Oh, nice.
That's triple threat right there.
There you go.
Damn,
you just hit it. Okay. So you can actually do three things. So yeah, I have personally I have had my fair share of one-night stands. I would say...
That's a good thing hot manager Denise isn't here.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, she knows. Hey, man, we all have our past. We all
that's
have
true.
Our past. She has her past, too. Believe me.
Yeah, it's a real good thing she's not here now.
No, but yeah, I've had my fair share of one-night stands. And I have to say, those are probably some of my best sexual experiences.
Hmm.
Yeah?
I'm not a big fan.
Really?
Mm.
Not of those wham bam thank you ma'am.
I mean I'll do it, but
right, but it's not your forte.
It's not. I mean, it, you know, it's not yeah, like
too much work.
Great, because
yeah,
you know, there's no connection.
See, now that I'm 31, I'd just rather go home and jerk off. I really would. Like, I don't even want to talk to him.
Do we
or
need
anything.
To wrap this up? I mean, do you need to get to something?
No. It's only 12:15. I don't jerk off till 12:30.
All right, good.
We got 50 more minutes.
We do, actually. We do have 15 minutes left.
So, Desi, have you ever had a one-night stand? Be honest.
Of course.
See? Yeah. You got to be honest. I like it. We're all human. We all, you know, hey, we all do our thing.
I've had a few. All right. I see more as experiences than...
Any girls?
Than anything else.
Any girls?
Most of the girls are my friends, so...
Okay.
I keep them close, because
gotcha.
it's more personal and fun.
You just wait till they get drunk so you can rape
yeah,
them like you did that one
well,
girl.
Well, I'm drunk also, so they attack me, so it's not like it's just me.
Nah,
it's
you
like
told us
the
story
ways.
Of that young girl that you raped like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
you got her drunk. One more drink. Go ahead.
She accidentally
it's okay.
Raped.
It won't hurt you, I promise.
Exactly.
You can trust me. Don't remind me.
Accidental raping.
Now, well, yeah, I think one night stands, I think they are just more for experience.
They're just more for
experience. That's
it's
all
just
it
like,
is.
Fuck
experience,
it. You know
yeah.
what?
That's it. Experience.
I'm not going to be with you or marry you. Let's
it's
fucking
for,
have fun. We're young.
It's for something to talk about at a party with
yeah.
your friends.
It's just something to do.
Like something
sorry,
to talk
sorry
about on the
one
show.
Night stand girls that have had one night stand. You are just a conversation.
Something to talk about on the show.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
all.
You were, yeah.
Michelle, our anchor, our barrier between good and evil. Have you ever had a one night stand?
Nope.
Michelle has never had a one-night stand.
Nope.
I'm so proud of you.
Michelle,
hey.
Come on.
Hey, you
have
still
it.
Have 2 more years.
I got 2 more years.
You have
though.
2 more
okay,
years.
But
Michelle,
I haven't.
By next year when we're doing this, you have to have at least a one-night stand
you
before you're 30. Before you hit 30, before your birthday comes that week, when we do this like a year or two from now, I'm going to ask you, so did you have that one-night stand yet?
Because yeah. How old are you? You just turned
28.
28. So you literally have 2 more years.
Yep.
You have 365 times 2 is around, I don't know, 800 days to get your one-night stand on.
I got 1 year and 50
would you though?
Something weeks. I don't think I would, honestly.
No?
No, probably not. Honest. I mean, I'm just being honest. I probably wouldn't.
No, there's nothing wrong with honesty.
And...
But why not?
It doesn't appeal to me. It totally doesn't appeal to me.
There you go.
Okay.
I'm just not into it.
That's why we're the Oddcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. Okay.
I totally
understand. Yeah. There you go. There's nothing wrong with it, especially before you're 30. Get it out of your system before you get married and settle down.
It's because I'm young. I'm young. I'm not going to be young forever.
Forever.
I'm not
going to
look like this forever. By the time I'm 30, I'm probably going to like crap.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
I'm not going to be 22 or
although,
23 forever.
Exactly. I think, you know, I have an advantage because I think men age better than women do.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Without plastic
it's
surgery.
Because I'm white, huh? I'm going to age badly.
White people age badly, apparently.
I know.
Hey, I'm just going by what, you know...
the statistics.
I hear a lot of women say.
What you hear the black comedians say, huh?
Like Sean Connery.
Black people age yeah. bad.
Everybody chose Sean people. Connery as, you know, that
he was
hot.
Just me and Tara.
I mean, but that's your good representation. I mean, I don't think you're the only two.
Yeah, but at that podcast we were.
Well, I mean, but, you know, in life, I think it's the general belief that older men aren't, you know, are still considered sexy.
Yeah, but you also have to admit, too, I don't look 28.
No, you look younger, actually.
I
if
get
you told
carded,
me you were 21,
like,
I would believe you.
I get carded all the time.
I definitely believe you.
So, let's ask Tara.
But that's
what do you
too.
Think, Tara? Do guys age like fine wine, or do we just get gross?
Old guys?
Well,
old guys
the last show,
older
last guys. Show Tara was on, she said that she liked Sean Connery.
Yeah, that's what
okay,
I want.
But the, okay, what I think is that there's an, I call it the old guy prime.
Old
like,
guy what?
Old guy
old
what?
Prime. Like, they're prime.
Okay.
They're,
okay.
They have an old guy climax.
Okay.
And once, there's a certain point where, like, they're hot, and, like, it's kind of like that Richard Gere thing where they're hot for a second. You know, really and bad. Then all of a sudden it gets really bad
and then they
from
turn
there.
Grandpa.
And they go,
yeah,
they
it goes,
Jack
it's like,
yeah.
It's like even worse than when they were good looking when they were young. So, yeah, they have a prime, they have a little climax, they hit that climax for a year, they make like Sexiest Man Alive on
right.
People or whatever.
George
like George Clooney is
yeah,
at
George
prime
Clooney,
right now.
He's at his
yeah.
prime.
Right,
in a
right.
year or two, he's going to be
gonna
bad.
He's going to look like Nick Nolte
yeah.
in a couple years.
He's going to look like shit. He's going to have bags under his eyes. He's gonna have less hair. He's having like skin tags and shit, and he's just
it'll be nasty.
Old man.
Okay.
Okay.
That answers my question.
Thank you.
So,
thank
yeah,
you,
I have
Sarah.
Some time still.
Thank you. Okay. So the next one comes from another girl. Her name is Liseb, and she says one thing you should do before you're 30 is puke in a bar.
What?
What's up with all the bar things? First of all,
I don't need.
Puke
I don't
in
need
a
that
bar.
One.
Yeah.
I've puked in my restaurant.
I would say slash club. Bar slash
I've
club.
Puked plenty of places. I don't know if it's a bar, but I've puked.
Yeah.
I'd rather not.
Yeah, I don't think I've puked in the bar.
That's not something I want to do before I was 30. What's the big deal?
Yeah, I did that before I was 18, yeah. I think.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I've never done that.
That's old school. Like, yeah. That's
you know, I've actually never thrown up after drinking.
What?
No.
Really?
Never.
Hold on. You don't get pissed drunk.
No, I have.
And you've never thrown up?
About... maybe 3 or 4 times I've actually just gotten so drunk that I'm like sitting there and the room is spinning.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I want to throw up, but I don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And that's I've done that maybe 3 or 4 times.
And you were pissy drunk, like seriously.
Pissed ass drunk.
Okay.
Yeah. Jesus.
Wow, you are.
Can you walk
Jesus.
On water too?
No,
seriously, oh. You're perfect,
dude. You could.
I know,
if you
Mr.
Went to the
Pleasantville.
Mr.
That's what I'm gonna call
Kurt
you, Hammond. Pleasantville.
Dude,
what?
If you went
just
to the Dead Sea, you could walk
drinking?
On water.
Mr. Pleasantville.
I don't like you.
Didn't I call you that last time, Mr. Pleasantville?
Yeah, because last time. Oh, I don't have anything that I.
I haven't done like, anything wrong, Mr. Pleasantville.
What did I say?
I don't know.
I don't know, but we said, what's a mistake you made? Oh, I don't know. I don't have any mistakes. I don't know.
Oh, that's right. A past mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But I have it, though. I don't have anything major. I think what was the thing I gave?
I don't know.
What did I say?
But I remember. Said you, Mr. Pleasant. You've seen the movie Pleasantville.
Yeah,
I've
have.
Seen it.
Yeah.
Mr. Pleasantville.
You guys are going to give me a reputation.
That was on Podstu.
That's a good thing, though. Was it Podstu?
Really?
Yeah,
because yeah,
I came in
was.
Like right at. Like, right when you guys started calling him that. The last time.
That was me. I know it was me. I'm sorry.
I was like, what the hell is going on here, man?
Okay,
what did I walk in on?
Our next one actually came from another girl. She wishes to remain anonymous. But this one's very interesting. I kind of like this one because, I don't know.
It's related to
she
sex,
says,
isn't it?
Obviously. She says, have an affair with a married person.
Ooh. Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, I definitely... I definitely like that one.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Yeah, I've had sex with a married person while she was calling her husband to tell her that she had to work late, that
wow.
she's at the office. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so going to do that.
Yeah, that's a
Ashley
good.
Madison. I'm going to pretend I'm married.
AshleyMadison.com. There you go.
Pretend I'm
Ashley
cheating.
There you go.
And get on Ashley Madison.
There you go.
And hook up with... yeah.
There you go. There you go.
With somebody
that's
good married.
One. You got two years to do that.
Yeah.
2 years to do that.
I'm still going
to
do that.
Yeah.
Does Ashley Madison cost? Do you have to pay for it?
You know what? I think it's worth it either way because you're going to have to pay for gas and all that. So, yeah, I don't think it's too much.
What if you're with someone that's in a relationship but they're not married?
I think that would fall under the same
okay,
category.
Then I've done
but
that
I
twice.
Okay. Now just work your way up to the marriage thing.
And I knew it. I actually met the girlfriend the next day. I was like, The boyfriend.
Wow.
No, I knew that. It was cool. I didn't
Wait,
give a
who was
shit.
That?
It was a long time ago. This is like 4 years ago.
Oh, I don't know them?
No, you never met him. But I was, we actually worked, me and his girlfriend worked in the same mall. She worked upstairs at Hot Dog on a Stick.
Oh, shit.
Hot Dog.
And I worked downstairs at Ritz, and I actually walked up there and got food from her once, and then, like, we bumped into each other when she was with him.
Wow.
And he introduced her, and I'm like, hi. I'm all shaking her hand, like, hey, yeah, I slept with your boyfriend.
Did you meet her with the hat? Like, did she have the hat on?
Yeah, when I went up there and got food from her, and I was sitting there watching, and I'm just like, ha ha, you don't know.
That's the most embarrassing.
It's so fucked up, but I just thought it was funny. And then when we ran into each other, it was
That's the most embarrassing hat outfit. Period. That
you ever see them make the actual lemonade? They're like this, like boom, boom, boom. And they have the most embarrassed look on their face.
Oh yeah,
like,
they hate. They
want to
kill themselves.
Right,
they want to kill themselves.
Hey,
they really want to kill themselves.
Hey, you know, I know we're getting all into this questions thing, but you know, we actually got on the Malibu Dan and Krista show.
Uh huh.
From the food drive we were at last week.
Right.
And you want to hear it? I could pull it up.
Not really.
No?
You could go to Malibu and Krista and check it out.
Yeah,
they
can check it out. Yeah. We need to hear another podcast.
Fine then.
Yeah.
Screw you guys.
Let's, we are going to have to wrap it up soon, but one more that I kind of thought was really cool, and I think we should all do before we turn 30, is spend a night in a drunk tank.
Drunk
tank, go to jail for one night.
I could live without that one.
Yeah. Well, I know my brother, Irox personally has experienced the drunk tank because I got the call.
I would ruin my pleasant
Bill. That would ruin it. Your image. That would ruin your
Mr. Pleasant
Bill. Mr. Pussy Guy.
Yeah. That would definitely turn into the mistake I'd like to correct.
Yeah. Now, Irox, you're 23, and you got to experience the drunk tank.
I got to experience the drunk tank.
Real quick, tell us how your experience was in the drunk tank.
It was, you know, it was pretty much me and about 12 other guys that look like they've been in there for a while. They're going to be in there for a while. And, you know,
they weren't in there for drinking.
No, they were not in there for drinking. I was in there for drinking in my club outfit. These guys have been, they're lost in the system. You know what I mean? Gang banging. So I can't, I don't know how to relate, you know. About 5 minutes in, someone gets in a fight. The first fight breaks out. Call my brother. You know, I just needed some to hear his voice, hear him to rap to me. I just started rapping to him. You know, trying to just, you know, get out of the jail in my brain. So it turned out pretty bad, but it was good. It was a good experience, and it made me, you know, never want to have a bologna sandwich again. Made me never want to go to jail again.
Did you get scared straight?
I was scared straight, man. I was in good county, job. LA good county, job. So yeah. It was no joke. Yeah, me and a bunch of cholos and the white,
nice.
Big fat white guy. It was cool. It was really cool.
That'll do it for you. That'll seriously do it for you. And I think that's going to do it for us.
Are you sure?
I think that's going to do it for us.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Even though I would love to. Actually, why don't you guys just hang out and chill for a little while with us?
Can you watch bad 80s movies again?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, show.
But you can't pass out this time. You passed out last time.
Yeah, he did.
Seriously, you can't do that.
I was sitting there enjoying a beer.
You can't do that.
I was
tired.
You
were munching out on some cereal.
I want to thank Michelle with
Pikachu.
Exactly.
My home skill. You know?
Hey, don't forget to check us out on podtalkers.com.
Podtalkers.com.
And iTunes.
And email us at podtalkers@gmail.com.
Exactly.
Thank you, hot intern Tara, for coming back. Hi. Say goodbye, sweetheart.
Goodbye, everyone. Wait to see you until maybe next week.
Irox, say goodbye to everyone.
Good evening, everyone. Have a great night.
Robert, did you have a good time?
I had a great time. I always have a great time here.
Desi, how about you, sweetheart?
Of course, always.
And Michelle, my love.
Hills, yeah, biznatches.
I hope all of our oddcasters out there had a great time. Check us out on podtalkers.com and iTunes. We love you. Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
Peace. Kofi,
baby. Mama's younger than stronger. Survive summers like saunas. Master the corner like Dion in his uniform. Pop hurt and deserted. Flirted with death, damn near murdered before my first album hit the shelf. Grandma's favorite, she cannot understand how there's people in the world who wouldn't want me as a neighbor. Had to explain to her, you think these folks want me in the penthouse as a reminder that I make top paper. Black entrepreneur, nobody did us no favors, nobody gave us shit. We made us, the Rat Pack, I'm Sinatra, Dame Sam Davis. Big's the smart one on the low like Dean Martin. We came in this game, not begging niggas pardon. Demanding y'all respect, hand over a check. And while y'all at it, hand over the check.